Hey, everyone. You're listening to On the House with Spartan, an ad-free podcast brought to you by a full-service turnkey company. I'm your host, Lindsay Davis, CEO and co-founder of Spartan Invest. On this show, we talk about all things real estate, from market patterns, industry insight, construction, property management, and other investment avenues. We hope you'll join as we dive into today's episode of On the House with Spartan. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of On the House. So today we are going to be talking about the BRRRR method, and this is primarily for a focus of out-of-state investors and whether or not that this is a good strategy. So visit any real estate investing forum like Bigger Pockets or Reddit, and you're going to likely encounter the term BRRRR, B-R-R-R-R. No, the term doesn't have anything to do with cold weather. Instead, the BRRRR is an acronym that stands for Buy, Rehab, Rent, Refinance, and then Repeat. First made popular by Brandon Turner in 2017 and then later described more in detail by broker David Green in his 2019 book, The 5-Step Real Estate Investing Strategy, it allows a hands-on investors to unlock equity value via like elbow grease and financial engineering. So the first step of the BRRRR method involves identifying and purchasing a distressed property. So typically owned by absentee or financially strained landlords, these properties are either vacant or, you know, command below market rents due to condition. Now, next, investors will need to rehabilitate the property. This ranges from simple cosmetic updates like applying a fresh coat of paint to interior walls or exterior sidings to, you know, a far more involved renovation project like gutting to the studs where absolutely everything is upgraded in the property's interior or it's demolished and rebuilt. A properly executed rehab process should transform a distressed property into an updated, rent-ready accommodation. And at this stage, the investor leases out the property to new tenants at market value, and that creates a healthy cash-flowing asset. Now that the rental has a tenant in place, investors can apply for a cash-out refinance. This type of loan allows the borrower to pull equity out of the property. The net operating income generated by the refinance rental property is then used to service its new and elevated debt burden. Now, investors then repeat this process by recycling the proceeds from the cash out refi into additional deals. Now, this final tactic of the BRRRR method allows investors to purchase additional properties and repeat this to build their overall portfolio. Now, all of that was the picture-perfect way of the BRRRR method. But does this method actually work for out-of-state investors? So the method arguably, in my opinion, works best for in-state and more specifically local investors who really have the time and energy and skills to carry out these extensive rehabilitation projects by themselves. And this is a really big common misconception. Investors that want to take a slightly more hands-off approach, you know, you may choose to contract out the renovation work to tradesmen and outsource the subsequent leasing activities to real estate agents. Even so, the BRRRR method is very labor-intensive and it remains very far from passive. Investors will need to be on site to manage contractors during the renovation stage and will need to sit in the driver's seat when vetting and hiring real estate agents prior to the beginning of the leasing process. So once the property is occupied by a tenant, it's again up to the investor to fill the tenant maintenance requests, handle rent collection, deal with repairs, and then contend with evictions. Now, hiring a property manager could alleviate some of these landlording headaches, but still, unless they partner with more like a full-service turnkey provider, investors still must coordinate at least three separate functions of rehabbing, leasing, and property management. So let's dive into a couple of the problems that we see with the out-of-state BRRRR method. Now, problem one, real estate agents are not project managers. This is a pretty consistent viewpoint if you get on any of those real estate forums that we discussed previously. If you're managing if managing a team is so time consuming, could investors likewise just outsource this? So though this shortcut appears enticing, real estate agents are really not a substitute for a licensed general contractor. Now, while agents can refer contractors from their network, it's unlikely they'll have a comprehensive team of contractors just ready to go. Besides, real estate laws really tend to steer agents away from handling property renovations due to liability issues, which means that the work of coordinating a rehab project will still always ultimately rest on the investor's shoulders. Real estate agents are really geared to just deliver names and then take more of the hands-off approach with any kind of renovation. Investors who nonetheless appoint their agents as rehab project managers should be warned that the service is definitely not free. The commission an investor pays to a buyer's agent when purchasing this distressed property, for instance, does not pay for the agent services as a project manager. In the latter case, an extra commission, often calculated as a percentage of the renovation project total cost, will always be required. All right, problem two. The do-it-yourself rehab project management is extremely difficult. Given the roadblocks and cost of engaging a real estate agent as a project manager, investors, you know, may be eager to just roll up their sleeves. Hey, I'm going to manage the rehab process myself. Then again, project management is really no walk in the park and can easily work to be a full-time job. You've got to coordinate, manage, oversee dozens of contractors ranging from countertop installers and flooring professionals to HVAC technicians and electricians. It's a really tall order on its own. Now, imagine living out of state and doing all of that. Needless to say, it's next to impossible task. Regrettably, that's really not the only hurdle out-of-state investors will come up against, as that, you know, just in-state, managing it on-site every day, completing a rehab project on time and within budget is already a pretty daunting task. Unfortunately, the home service and construction industries is a very tight labor market right now due to retirements and just lack of new entries. Today, more than 650,000 construction jobs openings are available in this country, and that's the highest level of open positions ever recorded. So because there's far more work to go around than labor to complete it, finding affordable quotes is very difficult, if investors can get one at all. Worse, quotes that an investor receives may not come with the most reliable contractors. The best ones, after all, are already inundated with more work than they can handle. Some out-of-state investors may try to kind of cut corners with these issues by soliciting quotes before they have the property under contract. And although, contacting contractors early on in the acquisition process to build in a time buffer is a really sound tactic in principle, it is very flawed in practice. Contractors are typically hesitant to even provide quotes to investors who don't have the property under contract. This is because quotes are, you know, time and labor intensive. To deliver an accurate quote, a contractor, they've got to list out the required repairs, price out construction materials from different vendors, estimate the cost of labor and materials for trades that are not licensed, and factor in permitting costs along with other unknowns. So an investor with neither a property under contract nor pre-existing relationships with contractors, the latter of which is the most common scenario for out-of-state investors, they're going to find it really difficult to attract serious interest from qualified contractors. All right, problem number three, rehabs are not a guarantee of instant equity. I'm sorry. While rehabilitating a distressed property is one of the best possible ways to unlock equity, there's no guarantee that investors will be successful even if the property was acquired for cheap and the rehab itself was on budget. I'm sorry, guys, gone are the days when an investor could purchase a distressed deal in a B neighborhood for $40,000, renovate it for $30,000, and be left with a after repair value of $150,000. In fact, these days no longer exist in your C-minus neighborhoods or better. Instead, investors will probably need to venture into more of your D or even F neighborhoods to find these deals. So out-of-state investors who employ this BRRRR method should proceed with caution as equity cannot be refinanced from a deal that appraises poorly post-rehab. Problem number four, investors are unlikely to receive actionable advice from real estate agents. Out-of-state investors unfamiliar with an area may be tempted to consult a local real estate agent for advice on, hey, where should I invest? However, federal fair housing regulations prohibit real estate agents from answering certain market-related questions, such as where to buy, where the good neighborhoods are, which areas are safe, and so on, in a manner that can really benefit the investor. Instead, agents can only provide information about an area's demographics. And because these same details can be found online, investors are unlikely to glean much additional information by peppering local agents with questions. This disadvantage poses challenges to out-of-state investors who wish to uncover really the better neighborhoods in out-of-state markets. After all, the best way to know a market is to live there as a local. Now, in that light, perhaps the Burr method should be saved exclusively for when an investor has a home field advantage. All right, that's our take on the Burr method. Thank you so much for tuning in, and that's On the House. Thank you guys for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. If you want to learn more, check us out online at SpartanInvest.com. Until next time, this is On the House with Spartan.